Welcome to the Adult Puberty Podcast. I don't know about you, but navigating life as an adult can be just as uncertain, exciting, and full of growing pains as adolescence was. This podcast is all about self-development and growth in the areas of physical health, emotional stability, and spiritual maturity. We've got a lot to talk about. Let's do it. All right. My name is Ebony, and I want to welcome you back to another episode of Adult Puberty. All right, y'all. So 17 episodes in, and I wanted to talk about who is this podcast for? I'll start with why I started the podcast. So in a nutshell, I started the podcast because I wanted to create content that was important to me. And I wanted to share that content with whoever would benefit from it. You know, while I understand and know that the self-help industry is like booming, in my sphere of influence, I noticed that there was a lack of focus and or a lack of discussion about personal growth. And I was noticing that people were like needlessly suffering because of that lack of personal growth. I just didn't want that to be a thing or a hindrance to people, right? And so as, you know, in a nutshell, why I started this podcast, you know, there's a lot of things in life that we don't have control over. But what we do have control over is the person that we choose to become, the ways in which we grow, and how we interact, you know, in the world and with the people around us, right? Like those are the things that we have absolute control over, right? And if you think about it, that's really like what, you know, much of life is. I have noticed that there are a few personality traits of the person who would resonate with this podcast and what it is that I'm trying to create and share here. But, you know, really this podcast is for anybody who wants to listen to it and who gets anything out of it. I welcome any and everybody. If you're a person who values personal growth, this podcast is for you. You know, anybody who knows me, and if you've listened to any, you know, any of my episodes, you know that personal growth is my everyday life, right? It's not a thing that I do. It's the person that I am. Two, if you are or are working to be more self-aware, you know, to me, self-awareness is the greatest gift that you can give yourself, right? Because I think that that ultimately lends itself to personal growth and personal development. But then I also think that indirectly, self-awareness benefits those around us. And then third, if you are open to hear different perspectives than your own, you know, a lot of things that I say here, you may or may not agree with, and that's okay. Like I said, I am that person who can, you know, have a conversation with somebody who has a completely different perspective, and we don't have to be mortal enemies, right? I think that there's already so much divisiveness needlessly in the world, but I don't think a difference of opinion, perspective, or lifestyle needs to be one of those reasons, right? Just because of that, right, doesn't mean that, you know, I need to, or you need to allow, you know, anything or anyone in your life that isn't for you, right? Regardless of perspectives. So fourth, if you believe or at least are open to the fact that God is real, I think it's important to realize that there is something greater than ourselves, right? And that we are created beings. I mean, for me, that's foundational, right? I'm not saying that that needs to be foundation for you or for anybody else, but at least if you believe or are open to that fact, this podcast may help you. And when I speak of God, I'm speaking about the God of the Bible, you know, the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ. That doesn't mean that if you believe something different, that this podcast isn't for you, especially if you're open to hearing different perspectives. So next, if you are someone who is considerate and or mindful of others, right? And I mean, people are everywhere, right? We can't get away from people. So, you know, and for me in my own personal life, I think some of the most impactful areas of growth have happened or at least started from me being considerate or mindful of others. Next, if you have a learning spirit, you know, versus being a know-it-all. I say all the time that I can fill 10 million oceans with the amount of things that I don't know. I don't know at all, and you don't know at all. And my point is just that we try to like figure it out together, right? Eventually, and I'm working on this, I want to create a community where, you know, we share things, right? Like each of you has some wisdom to share with the world. And so wouldn't it be cool if we could just share with each other, right? What we learned or what we're learning, right? And be a part of each other's, you know, personal journey. You know, adult puberty to me is about growing, teaching, and learning. And I think that when you make that the foundation, you know, of your journey, you know, through adulthood, I think that that's what makes life enjoyable. Personal growth, it gives me life, right? It gives me energy. And I've seen it in my own life. I've seen it in the lives of others. And so that's why, you know, one of the reasons why I created this podcast. So if, you know, any of the things that I said resonate with you and that's you, I am grateful that you're here. If it's not you, you know, I ask that, you know, maybe you share this podcast with somebody that you think, you know, it may resonate with. But as always, whoever you are, if you're listening and you get anything out of these podcasts, then you're in the right place and this podcast is for you. All right, friends. Thanks for sharing your time and the space with me today. I hope you heard something in today's episode that made a difference in some way to your own personal journey through adult puberty. Until next time.